I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Pakistan is one of the worst countries in the world for Christian persecution, but it didn't stop one man, Habib, who wanted to share God's good news with his family. FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
Habib did indeed have opportunity to share his faith with his family, and they promptly tried to kill him, throwing him off the top of a building.
But Habib survived and fled with his wife and kid. Allen recently had the opportunity to witness Pakistanis publicly declare their faith.
He discovered that it was Habib's family that had gotten baptized, his mother's father, several of his siblings, the in-laws, things like that. So it was such an encouraging, we'll say, turn of events.
Pray for the confidence in faith for believers like Habib and his family. And very rarely do we think of missionaries as warriors on the front line of a spiritual battle. But that reality couldn't be more obvious for those working at Set Free Ministries, where counselors are helping people with serious hurt understand spiritual warfare through God's Word. And while it comes with challenges, Pete Noor of Set Free Ministries says it's all worth it.
Oh man, the rewards are seeing people that were previously hopeless with eyes clearly indicating desperation and leaving after we've worked with them with hope and encouragement and a joy. You know, they may not be immediately well, but we see a lot of people that experience tremendous healing. One of the challenges is just the burden that you feel to help so many people and the challenge of setting maybe sometimes proper boundaries.
To read some of these stories for yourself and get connected to this ministry, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.